From the KBIA Health and Wealth Desk, I'm Bram Sable-Smith. It's a time of year when apples make their way from the Missouri orchards to our homes, and most of the hands that bring them there are those of migrant farm workers, many originally from Mexico. For the short time they spend in the state, healthcare can be difficult to access, but as KBIA's Daniela Vidal reports, one group is working to change that.
It's almost the end of apple picking season here in Missouri. And for many Mexican migrant farm workers, that means heading home, usually to another state, after 3 months of long days out in the orchards. It's a lifestyle 61-year-old Maria Zavala is used to. For the past 18 years, she's made the 20-hour drive from her home in Texas to Missouri to work in these orchards. And one thing she's struggled with all these years? High blood pressure. Like many migrant farm workers who don't speak English, she wasn't aware of the healthcare options available to her.
No,
I didn't know anything about it.
But that's not the case here in Lexington, Missouri, where every Monday from August to late October, during apple picking season, the Migrant Farm Workers Assistance Fund holds a health clinic in the evening when the workday is done. It almost looks like a garage sale. There are tables with blankets, clothes, and children's books. And a few yards away, Zavala is getting her blood pressure checked and is picking up her medication. Suzanne Gladney started the fund more than 30 years ago and organizes these clinics every year.
When they first start arriving, we have a lookout list of people that we know from past years that we know are likely to be out of medicines, especially the migrants who travel. They often have trouble accessing health care in other places.
The care migrant patients get here in Lexington may be the only care they receive the whole year. For Zavala, that makes a big difference.
That's why we come back. And when I come here, I know that I'm going to have medicine for my blood pressure. And when I leave, they give me more, even for 3 or 4 months, and even tell me that I can refill at Walmart. All that is free.
Providing these services means a lot of work for the staff of the assistance fund. They translate, set up appointments, pick up patients, and handle the tricky paperwork. Often that means 12-hour days during the apple season. But for Gladney and her team, helping migrants out isn't just a nice thing to do.
To me, this isn't charity, it's justice. I mean, these folks have a right to the same kind of health care as everybody else. It's just so much harder for them to access it given their lifestyle, given where they are in these extremely remote areas that make health care difficult for everybody who lives there.
Maria Zavala is heading home in a few weeks. And thanks to the assistance fund, she has medications for 4 months and a refill prescription that will last until she's back in Missouri next August. For the KBIA Health and Wealth Desk, I'm Daniela Vidal.